AI News by Conjero.
First up, Anthropic's frontier model cutoff landed right as the company was scaling in India with Tata Consultancy Services. That sudden U.S.-driven access restriction turned a market expansion play into an immediate deployment risk headache for enterprise teams.
Exactly. Teams that had already wired Claude into workflows now had to reopen vendor contracts, licensing checks, and even legal sign-offs. When a model can be cut off by export policy, deployment plans need contingency paths, fast.
Closely related, Amazon's warning about Anthropic, reportedly raised by Andy Jassy, helped trigger export controls on Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5. The result is a shift from move fast to compliance first for any company integrating those models.
That shift matters at procurement level. Expect RFPs to require export control attestations, regional hosting options, and audit trails. Vendors who can't promise compliant, region-bound access risk being sidelined.
On the model side, Count Anything is an interesting technical bet. One cross-domain counter built on Meta's SAM, combining region-based and pixel-based approaches to tally people in crowds, vehicles in satellite scenes, cells in scans.
The headline number is neat, but the hard part is everything around the count. Annotation conventions, ambiguous object definitions, occlusion, and downstream aggregation logic. That engineering and ops work usually eats the project budget.
Meanwhile, OpenAI's New York subpoena from a state's AG coalition isn't only legal theater. It's now a product roadmap lever. Advertising, retention analytics, data handling, and safety features are all under closer review and can drive reprioritization.
Product teams will need to build defensible data practices fast. Tighter telemetry control, retention policy UI, consent plumbing, and safety regressions. Those are costly changes, and they slow feature velocity.
Microsoft SkillOpt flips how we think about model adaptation for GPT 5.5. Instead of fine-tuning weights, keep the base frozen and train a separate optimizer that edits a markdown skill document within bounded rules.
That approach is attractive, versionable, auditable, and less compute-heavy than full fine-tune. Trade-offs include expressiveness limits and the need for robust verification that the edited skill behaves safely in production.
Google Research's Gemini SQL 2 also made noise. Built on Gemini 3.1 Pro, it hit 80.04% execution accuracy on BERT, edging past GPT 5.5 X-High and Claude Opus 4.6. Benchmarks are useful signposts for NL2 SQL progress.
Benchmarks, though, aren't a production checklist. Real deployments still struggle with schema drift, nested joins, ambiguous user intents, multi-turn clarifications, and latency in large enterprise systems.
If you step back, there's a pattern. Regulatory pressure and enterprise risk, Anthropic, Amazon, subpoenas, are pushing vendors to productize compliance as a first-class feature, not an afterthought.
At the same time, technical work is shifting to modular adaptation layers, counting models, markdown skills, NL2 SQL improvements, because businesses want controllable, auditable behaviors on top of big frozen cores.
That convergence matters commercially. Customers will favor vendors offering governance, regional controls, and easy-to-audit skill layers over those chasing raw capability without controls.
Operationally, teams need new workflows, continuous evaluation for counting edge cases, verifiable change logs for markdown skills, and legal aligned logging so subpoenas or export checks don't become showstoppers.
A practical risk note, export controls or sudden subpoenas can force abrupt freezes or geofencing. Engineering teams should prepare fallback models, contractual SLAs for access, and careful dependency mapping across vendors.
2026's main battleground is now deployment, not just model quality, where compliance, adaptable skill layers, and production-grade tooling decide who actually gets adopted in enterprises.
AI News by Conjero.